Last year, the fair hosted just a third of its regular visitor count because of COVID-19. Now, organizers hope to bring folks back to a staple of Delaware for over 100 years. Assistant General Manager for the fair, Danny Aguilar, says he's already seen the tourist boom on Delaware's beaches and at other local events.
They may not be doing the big traveling quite yet, but they're certainly taking in from a tourism standpoint, live entertainment and regional entertainment. And, we've for 102 years have provided exactly that, whether it's fair food, exhibits, carnival rides, or just livestock education. There's something so much for all 10 days.
Aguilar says many of the fair's traditions still remain, like the Dover Building showcasing locally produced goods and crafts from around the peninsula. And this year brings more food vendors. Visitors can get anything from Puerto Rican delicacies to deep-fried Snickers. Aguilar says he's most excited for the concerts, which still have masking and seating requirements because of COVID, but tickets are still available. The fair opens on the 22nd and runs through the end of the month. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.